This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Wow, we are really living under a totalitarian regime. YouTube just threatened to shutter my entire Health Ranger channel because I did a podcast, which didn't even contain any profanity, by the way, but a podcast that exposed the FBI's fake science labs, their fake hair analysis that has been exposed as total science fraud, as well as the FBI's cover-up and corruption when it comes to the Mandalay Bay investigation. Now, YouTube said that that podcast, which I've broadcast using Vimeo on Natural News, if you want to hear it yourself, that podcast somehow violated their community guidelines, which means really that anytime you tell the truth that contradicts the official narrative, that's a violation of community guidelines. YouTube has become a complete censorship platform where they demand obedience to the status quo. So if you have logic and reason and critical thinking, and you have a question about the corrupt establishment or the cover-up of the FBI or the false science of their labs, then all of a sudden you are in violation of YouTube's community guidelines. But if you spout endless lies of the left, such as, oh, the Trump-Russia hoax, all that collusion hoax, or if you say, oh, the FBI is great and the Mandalay Bay shooting was carried out only by one guy who somehow managed to fire off like four rifles at the same time, well, then YouTube won't censor you at all because that's the status quo. You got to understand, look, YouTube is actually, in effect, criminalizing truth or just logic, reason, critical thinking. There's so much BS out there in the establishment that if you're not asking critical questions, you're not informed. I mean, there's so much disinformation in every institution these days, whether it's the vaccine industry or pharmaceutical industry or the banking and finance, fiat currency, money systems, or the FBI cover-ups from James Comey and Robert Mueller on down. These cover-ups are criminal. It's a criminal racketeering conspiracy taking place inside the FBI right now, with Peter Strzok having been exposed now as actively trying to take down President Trump to have an insurance plan to take out Trump, with his mistress, Lisa Page, who also works at the FBI, and how they conspired to have false information in the Trump dossier so they could get a FISA warrant to spy on Americans. The whole thing, it is a criminal racket. It's a KGB. But if you even mention that, then YouTube says, well, you're in violation of community guidelines. You're in violation. Violation of what? Violation of their fake narrative. That's what you're violating. Their fake news narratives. It's fascinating. You know, YouTube will broadcast or allow to be broadcast all kinds of, you know, semi-porn almost, or children setting themselves on fire, or violent beatings, cruelty to animals, all this stuff. They will openly allow all that stuff. And yet, I post a podcast that says, hey, the FBI is obstructing justice. All of a sudden, wham, oh, we're going to censor your whole account. But we shouldn't be surprised, because this is happening to lots of people, both conservatives and progressives. Anyone who questions the status quo is being targeted and silenced now. And that's why, you know, people are moving away from Google and moving away from Facebook. Facebook is like the domain for morons at this point. You know, and YouTube is increasingly known to be just an information dictatorship, where if you have anything that goes outside the box of the official false narratives, then you're going to get censored, especially on political issues. You know, if you have any position that's pro-Trump, you're going to get censored. How many other people have been censored off of Twitter or YouTube or Facebook simply because they had a conservative position? There was an editor of PJ Media that got their Twitter account shut down for no reason other than the fact that they were conservative. And it's happened to Breitbart editors. It's happened to WorldNet Daily. It's happened to PJ Media, like I mentioned. A bunch of other people have been shut down merely for exercising the freedom to think. because the left, the dictatorial tech giant left, is delusional and insane and dangerous to our society. They are dangerous because they don't believe in open debate. They don't believe in free speech. They incite free speech only on their side of the argument. But they don't believe that anybody should be able to disagree with them. In fact, they believe they have the right to censor and oppress anybody with whom they disagree. That's the left today, the deranged lunatic left, the totalitarian cry-bully left. The left, like UC Berkeley students that have called for the assassination and execution of conservative speakers so that they could not speak their, quote, harmful words on campus giving a speech. That's the left. Dangerous. Talk about fascist brown shirts. You know, the Fourth Reich is upon us, and it's called liberalism, by the way, and that's who's running YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter. It's all these young millennial leftists who are delusional and dangerous. They've become a cult. I've got a website on that, by the way, called leftcult.com. It's very informative. We're covering all the cultism of the left. Again, it's just leftcult.com, kind of a nice, short, sweet domain name there. And all these young people working in these tech companies are cultists. They believe that they alone have a monopoly on truth and that everybody else should be censored because everybody else, you know, doesn't kowtow to their narratives. And if anybody is pro-Trump or anybody is pro-Constitution or even pro-America these days, or, you know, pro-white people, I guess, or pro-male or pro-marriage or any of these things, now all of a sudden you are censored, you are condemned, you are attacked, you are defamed, smeared. That's what it has come to. It's a sickening commentary on society when the people who have the most well-reasoned positions or thought processes or debate points on all these things are the people who are censored the most. And yet it is the mindless, obedient masses, the medicated zombie liberals who are allowed to say anything they want, even if it's inciting violence, or even if it's complete lunacy, even if it makes no sense at all, they're allowed unlimited speech because that speech happens to align with the narratives of the status quo, which includes the globalists and the evil corporate giants like Google and YouTube and Facebook and Zuckerberg and so on, all these evil globalists. So truth is censored, lies are rewarded. Truth is suppressed, lies are multiplied. That's what YouTube has become. And you see, it's not enough that they just demonetize everybody. See, YouTube looked at my account and figured that I never turned on the ads. I never turned on ads at all. I never made a dime off YouTube. Some people were making, I don't know, $5,000, $10,000 a month before the big crackdown on revenue, you know, the demonetization push to try to take the money away from conservative commentary people and so on. That's what YouTube did, I guess, a year ago, something like that, a little over a year ago. That didn't hurt me because I never turned on the ads. So YouTube then went after my account to say, oh, we're just going to shut you down. We're going to take away your free speech for no reason. Again, there's nothing in my podcast that violated community guidelines, didn't call for anybody to be assassinated like the left does, didn't use profanity against anybody. It's actually just doing independent journalism, doing, you know, just everyday journalism investigation about the FBI's corruption. So YouTube figures, oh, we'll just shut you down. So that's what they're trying to do, which is why, of course, it's super important to stay informed by going directly to my website, naturalnews.com, or listening to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. I've also got a website called censored.news. Censored.news brings you real-time news headlines from all the most censored websites across the internet every day. Check out censored.news every day. You're going to learn a lot. So you got to bypass the tyrants. You got to bypass the Big Brother Orwellian Google bots and YouTube censors who are out of their minds insane. And you just got to go around them. If you want the truth, you're going to have to take an extra step and type into your browser naturalnews.com or type in censored.news and do it every day, because things are moving so quickly now. Every day, something new is on. Every day. Every day, there's another bombshell. Every single day. It's amazing. So I thank you for your support, and YouTube's not going to shut me down. I'm going to keep broadcasting the truth and engaging in journalism and asking intelligent questions and being a critical thinker, regardless of what they try to do to be. And I can only do it thanks to your support. So I always appreciate your support. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab-tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.